When Donald Trump won the election, Muslim women wondered out loud whether it would be too risky to don a hijab in public. And sure enough, there's been a series of attacks against women who wear the head covering. But despite the tense political climate, the hijab has been gaining momentum in mainstream fashion, especially here in New York. WNYC's Mary Wang reports.
Yeah, maybe like straight on to camera, yeah.
This Brooklyn warehouse contains all the elements that you'd expect from a photo shoot. Models are being dressed and primed, photographers are shouting directions, and energizing music is playing in the background. The only difference is that models don't show skin, except their faces and hands. They're women of faith, and they're represented by a company called Under Wraps, a so-called modest modeling agency.
Maybe look off camera, but that way, yeah.
Model Jahara Ali is wearing a graphic pantsuit and a black hijab. She's been working with Under Wraps for 2 years.
I brought the essentials that a model should have, mascara, eyeliner. Oh, and the most important thing for me is I always bring a long sleeve black shirt just in case. You know, it's just because, you know, my arms, I would like for them to be covered during photo shoots.
Hijab wearing models have become more coveted in mainstream fashion. A recent CoverGirl campaign showed a hijabi blogger on a Times Square billboard. Naila Limus started the Under Wraps agency 4 years ago to create a space for religious women to be in the fashion industry without having to bare their skin.
Because this is a new concept, this whole agency, sometimes you think, oh, I'll just kind of drape something across the neck. But if I have a Muslim model who covers her hair, it fully needs to be covered.
Limus has been wearing a hijab since she was 5 to honor her Muslim faith. But she's also grown to see it as a fashion statement. On a day that we met, she was easy to notice. She wore a bright orange coat, floral pants, and matching blue stilettos. And her hijab brought it all together, with 2 layers of navy and turquoise fabric.
Fabric is more manipulative than hair, you know what I mean? Like, I do all types of style with my hijab because it's fabric. So I'm like, I can be more fashion-forward with my hijab than you can be with your hair. You know, like, that's my little, like, joke.
Other fashion entrepreneurs are trying to make the hijab fashionable and functional. Arshia Kurani started an activewear line for Muslim women called Sukoon. She came to the idea after the bandana she used to cover her hair fell off during a half marathon.
And so that was a pretty mortifying moment for me.
Now, every morning, she runs the Williamsburg Bridge in a hijab from her own line.
When I get on the bridge, I always notice that I can feel the air coming through to my scalp. It's amazing, because I never used to be able to feel that before.
A classic hijab usually consists of a large, rectangular piece of fabric that is wrapped and pinned to the head. Kurani's version is light, breathable, and when unfolded, it has the shape of a giraffe. The legs can be stuck to the main fabric with Velcro to ensure the hijab stays in place.
So the Velcro is gonna line up pretty nicely on the headband. And then, as you can see here, there's a buttonhole. And so usually on a traditional hijab, a lot of people end up pinning it right here, but we don't want any pins.
More and more young Muslims are using mainstream fashion to express their own take on their faith. Raina Lewis is a professor of cultural studies at London College of Fashion, and she's the author of Modest Fashion, Contemporary Style Cultures.
A number of the young Muslim women I've spoken to have told me that they specifically use fashion as a way to communicate to onlookers that they are part of modern society. Now, they do this to fit in, but also specifically to challenge negative stereotypes that see Muslims as somehow part of a different civilization or not part of modern Western society.
Some conservatives object to the idea of using the hijab as a fashion statement. But as Arshia Kurani's activewear line starts to take off, she says she's happy with the attention she's getting these days as an entrepreneur and a Muslim woman.
I think that if huge organizations with lots of influence and lots of capital start to look at me as a person and say, hey, I'm going to make something that she'll love and that she doesn't have to wear a sweater on top of, or she doesn't have to wear a shirt underneath, I think that's great.
For Kurani and increasingly more young Muslim women, styling their hijabs is an essential part of modern life. It's both a religious and a fashion statement. For WNYC, this is Mary Wang.